Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Daled. We are at the Mishnah, at the second wide line of daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael and Asuna Batzara V'ashivya. Zok to Mishnah. Moving along, dealing with basic halachas related to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Koychavim Shehinichu Oivdeha of in Avodah Koychavim Avodah Zarah, where the Ivde Avodah Zarah left Avodah Zarah behind. Meaning, there was a Kehila, and this Kehila worshipped a certain Avodah Zarah. The people of this Kehila left the place that they were, they took their belongings, and they left the Avodah Zarah behind. Now Rashi adds, and ein daitom lachzar. Their intention is to never return. Meaning, whatever was left behind is presumably going to be left behind for good. Says the Mishnah, b'shas shalom, if they did this and left their Avodah Zarah behind, and it was a time of peace, muteris. The halacha is that Avodah Zarah becomes muter, and the reason is because it looks like they're never coming back for their Avodah Zarah. If they're never coming back for it, they will mevatel it. If, however, this happened during wartime, Asura, the halach is that the Avodah Zarah is going to be Asur. And the reason is because we assume that could be the reason they left the Avodah Zarah behind is because they were very much in a Bahala, meaning they're leaving during wartime. So it could be they left something behind that really they didn't mean to leave behind. And just because they left it behind and they have no intention of ever coming back to the city doesn't necessarily mean that this Avodah Zarah is going to be bottled. Another halacha, b'musiyoy shel melachim. So b'musiyoy, it says milashim bama. So these are pedestals. It's literally pedestals of the kings. The Gemara is going to say that these were pedestals that the people used to put Avodah Zarah on top of to adorn the area that the king was passing through. So if the king was passing through, they would set up this whole procession and entourage, and you know, the townsfolk would come out to give them cover. And one of the things they would do is they would take these Avodah Zarahs and they would put them on top of these bamas. So the Mishnah says that those bamas are re'elim mutaris, the mutter, mepneshim, amidanois, b'shasha malachim oivrim. And the reason is because they're put there only at the time that the kings pass through. It's for that reason that mutter, the Gemara is going to explain. So the Mishnah was made up of two parts, a Reish and a Seifa. So al Rishon Rishon. What was the first part of the Mishnah? An Avodah Zarah, where the people that worshipped this Avodah Zarah had to flee the city. They left Avodah Zarah behind, and they have no intention of ever returning to the city. So based on that, it looks like they're never going to come back for the Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah says, if this happened, b'shas shalim, the Avodah Zarah is mutter. Why? Because this constitutes bittul on the Avodah Zarah. If they don't ever plan on coming back for it, I guess it looks like they never plan on worshipping it. That, by definition, is bittul Avodah Zarah. B'shas melchama, if it happened during wartime, then it could be that the reason they left it behind was not because they have no intention of ever worshipping it, but it's more related to an oversight because of the fact that there was a confusion going on because of the war, and therefore Asura is going to remain. Asur Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rabba Amar Rav. Beis Nimrod, harehi kavoidas koychavim shehinichu oivdeh b'shas shalim umutar. The house of Nimrod is treated like an Avodah Zarah that was left by the oivdeh b'shas shalim, and the halach is it's going to be mutar. So first things first, what exactly is the Beis Nimrod? So Rashi says this is the Migdal Bavel that the Dor HaFlaga built. Now, why would we be talking about the Migdal Bavel here in Sugyas and Masechtas Avodah Zarah? So Rashi says, because that Migdal, that Tower of Bavel, was built l'shem Avodah Zarah. It was a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a result, it's treated like Avodah Zarah. So Beis Nimrod, when the Anshei Dor HaFlaga left it, now when did that happen? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu confused their languages and they were forced to scatter. But the point is, they left this behind. The halach is, it's treated like Avodah Zarah, and it's going to be mutter. Now, Rav explained, even though you would argue that although the people from Bavel, they left this Beis Nimrod behind, but shouldn't that be viewed like a Shas Mulchama? Why? they left, not during war, literally, but in a confused state. So if it happened in a confused state, then l'chayra, it should be like a shas mulchama, right? The lashon of the Gemara is not a, it was a shas mulchama, but it was kid shas mulchama, right? It was like a shas mulchama. Because what makes the shas mulchama unique? It's the confusion. So here there was a confusion. So based on that, you would think it should be aser. But the Gemara says not. You know why? Because ibay the mahader hader. Because if they wanted to come back, they had the ability to come back. Meaning they realized they left the migdal bava behind. And midaloi hader, from the fact that they did not come back, betule batla, that's a raya that they were mavato. In other words, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Amar Rav, is telling us a little bit of a historical point, but with a practical halachic takeaway. And that is, base Nimrod is like Avodah Zarah, Shehinichu, Avdeh B'Shah Shalim, Umutter. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, you would have thought that it's really a Shas Mulchama. What's the punchline? The punchline is that if somebody leaves a city, leaves the Avodah Zarah behind, and then chaps afterwards, they left Avodah Zarah behind, even if they left in a Shas Mulchama, the halach is it's going to be mutter. Not because of the way they left, but because of the fact that they could have come back. And by them not coming back, that's what constitutes the bittul. Meaning, Avodah Kechavim Shinichu Avdeh B'Shas Shalim Muteres, because leaving without the Avodah Zarah is the bittul. If it's a Shas Mulchama, then leaving without the Avodah Zarah is not a bittul. If, however, a person will leave the Shas Mulchama, now he has an ability to come back and he doesn't come back, so the not coming back, that is also going to be considered a bittul, and it's for that reason, and that oifen it's going to be mutter. So really, there's two ways it could be mutter. Either if it was hinichu oivdeh b'shas shalom, or if it was hinichu oivdeh b'shas mulchama, or like a kishas mulchama, they had the ability to come back and didn't come back, that too would constitute a bittul. Now, as it relates to Beis Nimrod, and as it relates to the Dara Flaga, just to put a plug for the Chumashir, Parshas Bereishis is around the corner, so it's soon going to be Dover B'Tei Ma'atoy. Rashi says that the Migdal Shabonu Dara Flaga was Avodah Zarah, right? And the reason it's referred to as Beis Nimrod, because Nimrod, Hayamelech Aleim, that's what's going on over here. And this is really based on the Teresh of Apeh, of the whole story of the Dara Flaga. The Gemara is in the end of Perek Chelek and Midrashim in the end of Parshas Noyach. And this is something that every little child knows. That there was the Dara Mabel, there was the Dara Flaga, both terrible generations, not the same. The Ikar Aveira of the Dara Mabel was Leinechtam Gzardinam Ela Alachamas. The Ikar Aveira of the Dara Flaga was more, they were being murdered at Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it would seem to go down as the Shpitz Avodah Zarah. As a result, something very relevant to Maseches Avodah Zarah. But the truth is, when you look at the psukim of the Dara Flaga, there isn't one reference, there isn't one hint even, to the Dara Flaga wanting to worship Avodah Zarah. Right? What do the psukim say? So I don't have them in front of me. But basically, the Olam got together and they said, let's create an Am Echad with a Safa Achaz, and we're going to have this one big tower, we're going to live in one city, and this is what we're going to do. Doesn't say one word anywhere in the psukim about there being Avodah Zarah. In the Teresh of Apeh, it's all about Avodah Zarah. It's all about being Moirid. But in the Teresh of Iksav, not. And really, when you read the Teresh of Iksav, it's not even clear why they were punished. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked down, he said, I don't like what's going on over here. I don't want them to be one nation. I don't want them to be a Safa Achas. Let me be mevalvel them, and the rest is history. So if you look in the Rishonim, so many of the Rishonim, in Pshutei Shal Mikra, literally the Rishonim al HaTorah, they all say al derech hapshat, a whole different mahalach in the Dara Flaga, which is fascinating. This is a perfect example of where in the Teresh of Iksav there's one mahalach, and the Teresh of Apet there's a different mahalach. Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. This gets involved in Oymik Pshutei Shal Mikra, the Rashbam, and his vikuach with Rashi that he talks about in Parshas Vayeshev, the Inkan Amokim Laharech. But the point is that if you look in the Rishonim say, you want to know what the chet of the Dara Flaga was in Pshutei Shal Mikra? The first thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam, or maybe even Adam and Chava, as soon as they were born, was Va'atem Pruvu Umilu Es Ha'aretz V'Kevshua. I want you to multiply and fruitify, and I want you to conquer the land. I want you to spread out all over the world. I created a big world, and I want you to populate that entire world. Say the Rishonim, that the Dor HaFlaga, by saying that they all wanted to concentrate themselves in one region, we're violating this principle of Va'atem Pruvu, but not that part of the pasuk, the next part. Umilu Es Ha'aretz V'Kivshua. They were violating that. They didn't want to be Milu Es Ha'aretz. They wanted to be literally in that one central area. And that was a violation of the first commandment that HaKadosh Baruch had given Adam and Chava, and it's for that reason they were punished. Hafla v'fela. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Pruvu. And of course, so much raid, the Mechaz Chinuch and Pruvu. Pruvu is the first part of the pasuk. There's another part. Umilu esa'aretz v'kifshua. This was a violation of umilu esa'aretz v'kifshua. It's a fascinating idea that kama v'kama rishonim say to explain the pshutai shel mikra of the dar aflaga, but we digress. So going back to the Mishnah said, bimusyoi shel malachim. So these were these bamos, these platforms of kings. We said, what did that mean? It meant that the people, the townsfolk, would put avodah zarah on top of these bamos to decorate the area that the king was passing through, their mutter. And the reason is, a little bit cryptic, because they put them there when the kings used to pass. Okay, if they put the avodah zarah on top of it, that would make it a bama of avodah zarah, bama of avodah zarah. Is misham she avodah zarah should be asa b'ana. So it's not clear from the Mishnah why it would be mutter. And the Gemara begins with that question. Why would that be a reason for it to be mutter? I'll explain to you what the Mishnah means. Because they put it there only when the kings would pass. And sometimes the king wouldn't even pass through that road. He would end up going somewhere else. Being that the king himself wasn't even so makbid to go down this road, sometimes he would go somewhere else. It's for that reason it's not considered Misham Shei Avodah Zarah. The point is not so much that it's there merely to service the Avodah Zarah when the king passes. The point is that the king sometimes doesn't even pass. And being that the king sometimes doesn't even pass, it's for that reason it's going to be put. Now the truth is it's a little adayin tzarech bir, right? It's not so clear what the svara is. When Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Yosef Abimsa Begima, he one time sat down on top of a bama. So this was a pedestal, a platform that was used to be Meshamash Avodah Zarah, but it had been pogo, meaning it was broken. So again, a bama of Avodah Zarah is Meshamash Avodah Zarah, it's off limits, it's Asabana. Once it's pogum, so that would constitute maybe bittul, so you can hear why it would be mutter. That's what Ula did. Ula sat down on a bimsa pegimah. Only Rav Yehuda Ula, Rav Yehuda told Ula, how could you do this? For Rav and Shmuel Amri Chavayu, Rav and Shmuel both said, bimus shenifka maser, that the bum of an avodah zarah, even if it's nifkam, it's broken right now, it remains aser. It doesn't constitute a bittul. And they added to that, Rav and Shmuel did. V'afilu l'man domar in oivdim l'shvarim. So we saw twice already earlier in the Masechta, a big machloik is whether oivdim l'shvarim im oivdim l'shvarim. So what does that mean? That means if Avodah Zarah breaks, so right now it's a broken Avodah Zarah, did people still worship the broken Avodah Zarah, or did they not? Since Rav and Shmuel said that even according to Mandama that holds in oivdim l'shvarim, hanibil avodah z'kechavim, that means the Avodah Zarah itself. So if the Avodah Zarah would break, there were people that held in oivdim l'shvarim, and the reason is the zila bein milsa, because it was considered a zilzal, it was considered a bizoyan to worship Avodah Zarah that broke, right? To go ahead and worship this broken Avodah Zarah. And why would it be Zila Bein Milsa? So if you remember the Svara that Rashi spoke at in the end of the third parak, it's because a person's going to worship Avodah Zarah that's broken. If the Avodah Zarah can't take care of itself, so why would I think it could take care of me? So there is a Svara of Ein Avodah L'Shvarim, Aval Hai. But as it relates to the bum of the Avodah Zarah, you don't have that Svara. And Lo Yichbeslei, he would still use it as a bum. And Avodah Zarah that's broken is just almost dead on arrival. It makes absolutely no sense to want to worship. But the bum of the Avodah Zarah doesn't lose its status of Mesham Shei Avodah Zarah. So Rav and Shmuel said, Bimu Shenifkam is Aser. Not only is it Aser, even if you hold Ein Oivdim L'Shvarim, it's still going to be Aser. But either way, this is Rav Yehuda's Toichachi gives Ula. So Ula comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Sounds like he's exhausted, right? Kiyasa Ula, Yosef Abimsa Pegimah. It's probably not the first thing he did. But Kiyasa Ula, he sat down on a Bimsa Pegimah. And Rav Yehuda comes over to him and he says, Ula, what are you doing? He says, what's Keita far? Don't you know Rav and Shmuel both said, Bimus Shen Nifkam Aser? This is a Bimus. This is Aser Bano. And even if it's Nifkam, and by the way, even if you hold Ein Oivdim L'Shvarim, don't even pull that out on me. Because Rav and Shmuel said that that's only regarding the Etzim Avodah Zarah, but the Bimus is going to be Aser on Malay. So Ula's response was as follows. He said, Man Yavla Me'afra the Rav and Shmuel U'mal'inon Einen. Halavai, somebody would give me, or give us, Man Yavlon, from the afar of Rav and Shmuel, from where they're buried, and we would put it in our eyes. By the way, this Gemara, we spoke about this once, is a makar, that it could be there's some sort of skula of taking the afar of the Makan Kfur of a tzaddik and put it in your eyes. Isn't it Asa Bahana? So there's some raid on this. But this was his immediate reaction. He says, wow, Rav and Shmuel, they were so incredible. Stating that, here's the punchline, stating that, I'm not impressed. Because HaRab Yoichan Veri Shlokish Nami Chavai, Ula Zayid Vos Kumpfen Eretz Yisrael. He just came from the Bismedish of Rabbi Yoichan Veri Shlokish.
HaKadosh. And he says, let me tell you what I was makabel in the Eretz HaKadosh. And that is Bimus Shenifkam is Mutter. And not just that, exactly the opposite of what Rabban Shmuel said. V'afidu l'man dama oivdin l'shvarim. And even according to the man dama that holds oivdin l'shvarim. How do you believe, when is that? Avodis kechavim. That's true by Avodah Zarah. They keep in the polchas, yidu b'im bilsa levtula. Because Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. And there are people that won't just throw their Avodah Zarah out, even if it breaks a leg, so to speak, right? Avalhani shakli lahai umaisu bimus achrino. But when it comes to the bama, that's more disposable. So if you have a broken bama, what do I need it for? So I'll get rid of this, I'll replace it with another one. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish held just the opposite, that even if you hold oivdan l'shvan, but when it comes to the bimus, over there, for sure, it's going to be mutter. And Ula said, I'm coming from Eretz Yisrael, I know what I was mekabel from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. But the bottom line is, we have here, Machloik is Rabban Shmuel on one side, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on the other side, regarding a bimus shenifka. Rabban Shmuel held bimus shenifkam is aser. It's not considered a bittul. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish held bimus shenifkam is mutter. And by the way, they both like double down on their position. Rabban Shmuel said bimus shenifkam is aser, even if you hold ein oivdan l'shvarim. And Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said bimus shenifkam is going to be mutter, even if you hold oivdan l'shvarim. But the machlokes is regarding bimus shenifkam, mutter aser. Says the Gemara Tani Kabase, the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. I write Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that a bimus shenifkam is mutter from a brisa. What's the brisa? Here we go. Bimus shenifkam, mutter. Pretty straightforward. This is Tanya Kavase, if there's ever been one. Mefurish, Bimo Shenifkam is Mutter. Now, you don't see that other Knech. I feel the man, the Amma, Uvdin, Lushvarim. Good, but Al Kopodim, the Iker Alocha. That Bimo Shenifkam is Mutter. Now, the Brisa continues and says, Mizbeach Shenifkam, as it relates to a Mizbeach Shenifkam, Aser, that's already Aser, Ad Sheyinote Tzrubai, unless the majority of it gets broken. So a Bimos, as long as it's Nifkam, there's some Pgam, then it would become Mutter. The Mizbeach, you would need that most of it already would be destroyed, then an only then would it be, then and only then would it be mutter. Now, what's the difference between a bimus and a mizbeach? So Rashi explains right away that a bimus is a place where they used to place an avodah zarah. The mizbeach is where they would be makriv karbonos to the avodah zarah. So it's me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan, but it's not mamash, the same thing. The bama is like the pedestal. You have an avodah zarah, you want to show it off. You want people to be able to see it. So what you do is you put it on top of some sort of pedestal. And like this, people will be able to see it. As it relates to a mizbeach is the place that they would be makriv, that they would actually worship or bring karbonos to the avodah zarah on. Bimus is more kuladig. The minute it's nifkam, it automatically becomes mutter. As it relates to the mizbeach, so there it's more chamor. It's going to remain aser, ad sheyinote tzrubai. Says the Gemara, heichidami bimus, heichidami mizbeach. Meaning, Rashi says, last Rashi on the Yomid, how do you know if you're looking at a bimus or if you're looking at a mizbeach? Apparently, they looked very similar. So, meaning, when we think of a mizbeach, right, what do we think of? We think of the mizbeach in the Azara with the ramp, which was massive, as we know, right? It was very, very big, with the badim and everything. But that's not what this mizbeach looks like. It looks like some, I don't know, little thing that you see on the side of the road, a bama. So how do you know when something is a bimus, and how do you know when something is a mizbeach? So Amar Rav Yaakov, Rav Yidem, Rav Yoichana, we have the Messiah from Rav Yoichana. He said, a bimus is even achas. A bimus is one stone. Avon, mizbeach is avonim harbi. As opposed to mizbeach, that's made up of many stones. So if you see one even, bimus. If you see many avonim, then you know it's a mizbeach. Am I nafkemina? Oh, nafkemina is, if it's nifkam, is it going to be mutter? Is it not going to be mutter? If it's one stone and it's nifkam, it's going to be mutter. If there's avonim harbe and it's nifkam, it's not going to be mutter. Actually, not a trubai. Omar Chizkiya. Chizkiya said, Mikra, what's the makar to this from a pasuk? So what are we looking for a makar for? So actually, we're looking for a makar for two things. Number one, how do we know that a mizbeach is made up of avonim harbe? And number two, how do you know that when it comes to a mizbeach, it remains aser, actually yinot etrubai? So really, both points of mizbeach, we're trying to find scriptural source for. Number one, mizbeach is made up of harbe avonim. Number two, that it remains also actually yinot etrubai. So Chizkiya said, I know from a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's Yeshaya, Chav Zayin, Tes, Kuloi Nechemta, right? But Yeshaya and Perik Chav Zayin said the following. He said, Lochem bezois yichupra avoin Yaakov. He said, it's with this that the Aveira of Yaakov Avinu will go away. Klai Yisrael will get kapar. Is that called pri? Hosir chatos. This is when their Aveira will be removed. Besumai kol avnei mizbeach. When they're going to place all the avnei mizbeach. Ka avnei gir menu patzois. Like the stones of ground stone. Because it's then and only then that we know for sure that they're not going to put asherim, miloshen asherim, chamonim, which is another form of avodah zara. In this pasuk said Chizkiya, you see everything. Why do you see everything? Number one, you see that the Mizbeach is Avnei Mizbeach, right? That's Mefurish. That doesn't even require any explanation. So you see, Mizbeach is made up of Avonim Harbi. The next part you need to explain a little bit, and Chizkiya did. He said, that what's the pasuk saying? That when it's going to be Sumay Kol Avnei Mizbeach, they're going to be ka'avnei girmen upatzeis, they're going to be ground, meaning it's going to be inotetz rubai, then already, like, kumen asher v'chamonim. Then we have the confidence, then we know that no one's going to use it anymore for an asherah, no one's going to use it anymore for avodah zarah, meaning not going to be makriv any karbonis to avodah zarah anymore. But ilav, but if it's not ka'avnei girmen upatzeis, even if it's nifgam, yakumu could be, it's still going to be used. So this is where you see that in order for bittel to be considered something regarding Mizbeach, you would need not enough that it's Nifgam, but it would actually have to be Gemara. So we're going to pivot now, and we're going to learn a sugi here related to Avodah Zarah. It's going to take us to the bottom of the Amid, even a little bit on the top of Amid Beis. This Gemara that we're about to learn now is a Dover HaOmid Berumei Shaloylam. It's not a hard Gemara, Dafyoimidik. It's a hard Gemara, Lumdistik. And we're going to get into a little bit of the Lumdis at the end of the Daf. But either way, says the Gemara Ton, Nevad Shaloy Aser Shal Chaveroi Moter. So, what's a Nevad? Rashi says, Bebali Chayim HaNesel L'Gvar. We're talking about a Bal Chay. So somebody worships a Baal Chai. What's the halach if somebody worships an animal? So he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Doesn't matter what you worship. You're an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Stating that, the animal itself does not become Aser. It's not subject to the Lav in the Torah of Lo Yidbak Biyotchem Umenacher. Stating that, it is also L'Gvoy. How do I know that? It says Min HaBakar in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. And from Min HaBakar, I learned Prat L'Nevad. And by the way, in that drosha, I see the whole story. I see that it's also L'Gvoy. And from the fact that the Torah tells me it's also L'Gvoy, I also see that it's Mutal Hed. Right? That was a Rashi that we saw earlier in the Masechta. But the bottom line is that Nevad is Aser L'Gvoya. So the Braisa says, Nevad Shaloy Aser Shachaveri Moter. If somebody worships his own animal, it becomes a Nevad, it's going to be Aser L'Gvoya. But if somebody would worship somebody else's animal, then it wouldn't be a Nevad, it would be Moter. Feita Gemara, is that true, Virimini? I'll ask you a kasha. Ezehu Nevad. What's the definition of a Nevad? Kol Sha'ivdin Oisai. If somebody worships this animal, Bein B'Shoigik, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oinis, Bein B'Ratzai. The Gemara says, Hai Oinis Eichid. When this Braisa says that something could be a Nevad if it was worshipped by Ines, what would be the case? Laugh, probably. Meaning, what's the Ines? What does it mean, Ba'oinis? Right? Habayi Vimtoi, Bein B'Shoigik, Bein Mezid, Bein Ba'oinis, Bein Beratzen. Adam Wood La'oil. Bein B'Shoigik, Bein Mezid, Bein Ba'oinis, Bein Beratzen. You find this phrase throughout Shas. Here too. But the definition of these things obviously are tweaked a little bit. So the question is, what does it mean that something was nevad ba'oinis and it's considered a nevad? Probably the case is with somebody was oivet avodah zarah b'mezid. Where's the oinis piece? The oinis is that he forced his avodah zarah on somebody else's animal. So isn't it talking about going to anas mehemas chaver v'shtachavah? And what do you see from here? That if somebody would bow down to someone else's animal, be oinis, meaning be oinis shel bal ha'animal, the guy scream, what are you doing? Don't bow down to my animal, right? And he says, no, I'm doing it anyways. Dalach is it's going to be a nevad. So you see, l'chayra, that nevad is not only shaloy yasser, but shal chavere would be yasser as well. So again, don't we seem to have a stira? The Braisa said, nevad shaloy yasser, v'shal chavere moter. V'rimini. Ezeu nevad, kol shal evdenoy, sebe mishal, be mimez, be oinis, be mirotzen. And doesn't oinis mean where you were ma'anis your friend's animal, but the point is that you went ahead and you bowed down to somebody else's animal. Now just to set this up a drop better. If somebody would be oivate somebody else's inyan, right? Somebody bows down to somebody else's thing. That thing would not become aser, right? It wouldn't become avodah zarah. Why not? Because ein adam oisa davar shein shaloi. So really, this is a little bit of a novel discussion. What essentially is emerging from the Gemara is that as much as it's true that when it comes to regular avodah zarah, you can't make your friend's thing into avodah zarah, but maybe as it relates to the halach of nevad, here it's going to be different, right? And here we have a stira. Ezeu nevad kol nev shaloi asa shal chaveri moter, which would seem to say that, yeah, when it comes to the laws of Nevar, it's treated like regular Avodah Zarah, and regular Avodah Zarah, you have to worship your own Avodah Zarah. Here too would be the same thing. But then again, we have a Braisa that seems to say, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Meizah, Bein B'Oynes, Bein B'Ratzin, and that would seem to suggest that even Ba'inus, it's going to be a problem, says the Gemara. Amar Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama gives us the first answer of the sugya, and he says, like, you want to know what it means. When we said that it doesn't mean what you thought it meant. It doesn't mean when somebody went ahead and took somebody else's animal and he bowed down to the animal. Because that's Behemoth Chaveri, that's like the first price, and said you're going to be mutter. So what does it mean, Ba'inus? Ba'inus means when you worship your own animal, but you did it by inus. What do you mean you did it by inus? Somebody forced you to do it. A guy came and he forced you to be Oved Avodah Zarah. And what the Braisa is saying is that if you go ahead and you're Oved Avodah Zarah be inus, the halacha is the animal's going to be a nevad. It's going to be possible to go. Maskeflor Rab Zeira. But Rab Zeira asked on this. I don't understand. If you did it by inus, the behemoth is going to be a nevad. Inus Rachmana Patre. Everyone knows that if somebody does something by inus, he's potty. He doesn't get punished. The civil and naira le sasadavar. Right? The naira sasadavar is where someone was me'anis and naira. So he gets punished, but she doesn't get punished. Why? Because she was an inus. She didn't have any bad intent of it. She was forced into this. But the bottom line is inus Rachmana Patre. So if it's inus Rachmana Patre, so how could it be that an animal that's nevad by inus is going to be also like by Elamai Rava? So Rava said, let me explain to Rami Bar Chama said. Okay, Rami Bar Chama explained the second Bryce Kunsha and so I've become the Shtach of the behemoth. Mar doesn't understand it. Rab Zeira comes firing. Maskefla Rab Zeira, Oynes Rachmana Patre. So Rav said, let me explain. Hakol hayu b'chal lois ha'aftim. When you look at the Pasuk, the parish of Avodah Zarah, lois ha'shtach, lois ha'shtach ha'velehem, lois ha'aftim. Lois ha'aftim would seem to include everything. What does it mean, everything? Rashi, bein b'oynes, bein b'ratz. Everything. It doesn't matter how a person worships Avodah Zarah, he did Avodah Zarah. U'kishapar l'cha ha'kos ha'v'chai b'hem. But then we know this halacha of chaybeh yatzainus. So that would seem to suggest that if somebody was forced into avodah zarah, it's not avodah zarah. Fakert v'chaybeh, you're supposed to do it. You definitely didn't do anything wrong. It's mutter. But the Torah says, don't be mechal shem shemayim. What does that sound like? Even if you're forced into it, don't do it. Okay, so how do you make sense of all these psukim? You have to say, habitzina, habifarhesia. That if it's bitzina, nobody's looking. So on that, we have halacha v'chaybem. I v'lo yisachal shem kachi, no one's looking. So it's not going to be a chil Hashem. Habifarhesia, if people are going to be looking, so then already there's going to be a chil Hashem. So then we don't say v'chaybem. Then what we say is, v'lo yisachal lues shem kachi. But what do you see from here? Says Rava. This Gemara is very nuanced. What you see from here is that if somebody is Oved Avodah Zarah be'oynes be'farhesya, even though he was an oynes, it's not okay. It's awesome. He was Oved V'lo Yitzchal L'Shem Kach. Again, only be'farhesya. But al-Koponim, you see be'farhesya, if a person's Oved Avodah Zarah, he's going to be Oved V'lo Yitzchal L'Shem Kach. Well, if that's the case, then you can't tell me v'lenayra lo yisasadavar, because what do you mean? If you're oved avodah zarah, in this case, if it's b'farhesya, then you're over an iser. If you're over an iser, it's considered avodah zarah. If it's considered avodah zarah, it makes perfect sense that you should then be a nevad. That's what the Braisa means. So when the Braisa says, Ezeo nevad kol sho'ov den oise ben b'shoge ben b'meze ben b'oines ben b'rotzen, you know what it means, oines? It doesn't mean where you ma'anes ben maschaveroi. Because if you ma'anes ben maschaveroi, there's a loch of ein adam oise dove shayne shaloi. Avad is going to be mutter. All of the zara has to be your avodah zara. So what does it mean? It means you were forced into it. What was the kasha v'lenayro loisasa dover? Which means it's mutter. It's not always mutter, but for hesi it's aser. And then be that, but for hesi it's aser. So for that reason, it's going to be aser. Now it's a very obvious kasha. There's a lot of obvious kashas, but the most obvious one, the one that can't even wait until the raid, Lanias Daiti, is that Avodah Zarah, if you're forced into it, is only Aser b'farhesya. Avodah Zarah is one of the Gimel Aveiros Chamuris. It's always Aser b'oynes. It's Yehareg v'Yaver. So what's the Gemara saying? Now, although it's true, v'lenayro loisasadavar, but it's Aser. Again, you have to know Pasha Pshat in the Havana of the Gemara. That we'll get to in the raid. But in terms of just the words of the Gemara, oh, because it's Aser b'oynes. You know when it's Aser b'oynes? B'farhesya. All averas are also to do ba'inus b'farhesya, right? That's the ikra loch of Kiddush Hashem. That's Sugi Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. What does this mean? What this means, Avodah Zarah is unique that it's one of the Gimel Averas Chamuris. It's Yehareg v'Yaver. It's Aser ba'inus afilu b'tzina. So the Rishonim all ask this kasha. The Ritva says a very klar pshat. The Ritva says enochinami. The Gemara could have, would have, should have said that. If Rava wanted to say that, he could have said that. But really, it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim whether or not Avodah Zarah is Yehareg v'Yaver. Rabbi Shmuel has a shita that Avodah Zarah is not Yehareg v'Yaver, and to just give some sort of respect to the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, We're learning Perek Rabbi Yishmael after all. So the Gemara, Rava went ahead and Rava explained that my pshat and what Rami Bar Chama is saying in this price would work even a little bit Rabbi Yishmael. Meaning, loy mi baya, that's posh, it goes without saying. If you hold away the Zohar, Zohar Gaval Yavar. So what are you going to tell me? V'lenayra lo isnasa davar. That it's mutter? No, it's not. It's aser. And if it's aser, it should become a never. But even if you want to hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that holds that Avay Dazar is not Yohar Gaval Yavar. But the very least, Bifar Hesya, it's a problem. And being that Bifar Hesya, it's a problem. Bifar Hesya would be Osir. So, no, if you were forced into it, Bifar Hesya, that's what the Braisa means when it says Bein Ba'inus is going to be a problem. Zokti Gemar, Omele Rabbanu L'Rava. The Rabbanu told Rava, Tanya de Misayelach. I think I have a Braisa that supports you. That what? That if somebody would be Oved Avoidazara, Be'inus, Bifar Hesya, right? Or according to the Malama that holds that it's always a Har Gaval Yavar, even if it's Betzina, that the halach is that it would be a Nevat. What's the Braisa? Bimus Yoichel, like the Kechavim, as it relates to these Bimuses of the Yavay Dezara, the Shasak Zera, during the Shasak Zera. So the Gzera over here was that the Ilum was being forced to be Yavay Dezara. Afa Pisha Gzera, Batl. Even if the Gzera was Batl, Oysom Bimus Yoichel, Batl. The Bamas remain Aser. Why did the Bamas remain Aser? They were Yavay Dezara, Ba'inis. Are the Territories, if someone's Yavay Dezara, Ba'inis, it could be Osir. Doesn't that make no sense? What happened to Vilinayra Lysasa Dover? Oh, the Teretz is Bifar Hesya, Yahar Gaval Yavar, Zerayata, Rava, who was explaining Rami Bar Chama's Pshat in the Brice of Bein Ba'inus when it's going to be Osir. So Rava heard the Raya that was brought to him and he said, thanks, but no thanks, right? I mean, the one came to Rava, is that a Raya to you? He said, Shkoyach, Abbasishkan Raya, Amalhu, Imishumha. Late to sign. I have to be intellectually honest. It'd be very nice if I had a raya, but I happen not to think it's a raya. Why? Because it could be in that case, Emi Yisrael Mumer Havu Palachlo. Birotzin. It could be in the Shasak Zera, maybe Yisrael Mumer was actually interested in doing it. Meaning, a Shasak Zera was bad for the good guys, but it was good for the bad guys, right? The Hebrew that wanted to be Eved Avodah Zarah, Shasak Zera is amazing. All of a sudden, the rabbis can't tell them anything. Everything's working in their favor, right? Think about all the Gzeres of the Yevonim. So it was terrible for the Tzadikim, but the Mesiavnim, they were loving it. Not only were they loving it, they instigated it. They were behind it, right? Ayin, Sefer Yosifun. But the bottom line is that during this Shasak Zera, they had a... Or maybe they were, right? Amr Yisrael Mumar Havu Balachla Beratzin. And it's based on that, it's going to be us. But there's no right that if someone's actually Ovid Ba'inis, that it's going to be us. Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said a similar teretz, but he upped it a little bit. He said, Loi Teima Amr Elevada Yisrael Mumar Havu Balachla Beratzin. I don't know if Rav Ashi knew that, but he said if it's a Shasak Zeh, it's not only a maybe. It's 100% sure. Can't only treat this like Safi, you have to treat it like Vadai. And it's for that reason it's going to be also, there's no Raya. But the bottom line is that we began the Gemara with a steer between two braises. Nevad shaloi asa shal chaveroi muter. As if to say that even though ordinarily a person can't make his friends of Avodah Zarah asa, but when it comes to the, I'm saying just like you can't make your friends of Avodah Zarah asa, the same is true when it comes to the halacha of Nevad. A Baal Chai, which is a Nevad, which becomes asa l'gvaya, it's only shaloi, but shal chaver is going to be mutter. What was the kasha? Ezeu Nevad. Kol shoi v'den ois b'im b'shoi b'im b'meze b'im b'oines b'im b'rotzen. And the Gemara assumed, what does it mean b'oines, where you force your Avodah Zarah upon your friend's animal? So isn't it a blatant stira? So the first teretz was Rami Bar Chama with some assistance from Rava, and that was that no. The two brises are talking about two completely different things. The first brise is talking about where somebody worships his friend's animal. Enochinami shaloi asa shal chaveroi muter. Very straightforward. The brise that says ezehu nevat bein bin oines, it means something completely different. It means when the yid was forced to be oved his own avodah zarah. Oines rachmana patre, avodah zarah is different. Either because it's yahar gaval yavar, like the rishonim speak out, or like Rav himself said that. Because Bifar Hesya al Kaponim, there's a halacha of Elisa Chal Hashem Kachi, based on Chil Hashem, and for that reason, you're not going to have that halacha. Rami Bar Chama slash Rava was the first teretz to be Miyash of the Stira. Chizki Amar, Chizki said, a second teretz. Chizki said that La'olam, both brides are talking about the same thing. Meaning the second brice of Ba'inus is also talking about where somebody worshipped somebody else's animal. We have a Stira. First price is said that Nevad Shaloi Aser Shal Chaveroi Moter. The second price says Bein Ba'oines is going to be Aser. Said Chizki, you have to make an Akimta in the second price. Kegon Shenisech La'avoidas Kechavim Yayin Al Karnel. The case is talking about where a person didn't just worship his friend's Avodah Zarah. He went and he poured wine to an Avodah Zarah on top of the horns of his friend's animal. And being that he did a maisa, that's the punchline, being that he did a maisa, over there it's going to be more chum. So when do we say never shalayasa shachaveir mutter if there's no maisa? If, however, you did a maisa, so then already it's going to be different. But maskeflo Rabbi Abba heard what Chizki said and he didn't like it. He said, hi nevadhu, hi bimus ba'almuhu, v'shahu deshavya. So we have the girsa v'sharya. But if you look at Rashi and you look at the Bach, the girsa is shavya. Meaning in this case, the way Chizkiya seems to be wording his teretz, the person didn't even worship the animal. Right? What did he do? He poured wine on top of the animal. Now, when people used to pour wine, l'avodah zarah, l'chayr, they poured the wine on the mizbeach, the proverbial mizbeach, for the avodah zarah, right? So pouring wine doesn't even make it a nevad. Sounds like you poured wine to the getchka on the horns of the animal. So, I mean, I hear the chilek, maisa, not maisa. But Chizki almost even made it worse. In Yori Kimta, the animal's not even a nevad. Hai nevadu? Hai bimus ba'amu. Like it's a mizbeach. That's all it is, right? Which is similar to the bimus. Let me explain what Chizki meant. Let me say it a little differently. Kigon chenisach la yayim ben karnel. Not nisach la avoidas koichovim via the animal, but you anisech la to the animal because you're actually worshiping the animal. You're not just making the animal into a bimus or a mizbeach. You're worshiping the actual animal. You did it on the karnayim to avah b'maisa. Meaning that you did a maisa, it's going to be different. What's the makar that if you do a maisa, it's different? Also, ulam Rabbi Yochanan, because ula came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if somebody bows down to his friend's behemoth, he doesn't make it aser. But also b'maisa aser. If you do a maisa, then already it's going to be aser. So you see beforeish that when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, he said this over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if somebody bows down to Bemis Chavera, you didn't make it Aser, but Aser Bamaisa, if you did a Maisa in that case, you didn't make it Aser. Now the Gemara says, when Ula said this, Amalahu Rab Nachman. So the Oilam went and they told Rab Nachman. You heard what Ula said? You know, Ula just came back from Eretz Yisrael. We saw this drama a little bit in the beginning of the daf, and he's fakoifing something from Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That even though I'm a shtachav ala behemis chaveru lo yasra, but asa b'maisa, asra. So Rabbi Nachman said to the oilam, puka v'imru leva ula, go tell ula, kvar tirgama Rav Huna l'shmaitich b'bavel, that Rav Huna already said this chiddush in Bavel. We don't need you to tell this to us in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Tam Rav Huna said, hoysa behemis chaveru revutza b'fnei avodas kechafen, that if a person's friend's behema was lying in front of avodah zarah, and then you, the friend, not the one that owns the avodah zarah, the other guy, goes, kimin sheshagaba simen echad, and you shecht one simen, asra, you already make it aser. What do you see from here? Even though if somebody worships his friend's avodah zarah, he doesn't make it aser, but if you do it with a maisa, then already it's going to be aser, which again supports Chizki's teretz. Now, as it relates to just two things. First of all, what was Chizki's teretz? Right? What was Chizki's teretz? Chizki's teretz was that you have a steer between two brises. If somebody worships somebody else's avodah zarah, do you make it an avodah? You're not making it an avodah. So Chizki like Kash. One's talking about where you did a maisa, the other one's talking about where you didn't do a maisa. Is there a precedent for this chiddush? Very much so. Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Nachman heard it, he said that Rav Huna already said it above all. So this is a halacha that apparently was Revacha B'Yisrael, that as much as if somebody worships his friends Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make it Aser, but if you do a Maisa yet, and bingo, this will be the teretz to the Steirus HaBraises. You have two Braises that seem to contradict each other with regards if somebody worships his friends Avodah Zarah, doesn't make it Aser, does not make it Aser. Teretz is one's talking about when you did a Maisa, and the other one's talking about when you didn't do a Maisa. Just if you look at this last Gemara, right, just hit the pause button for 1 second, right? You know, we always talk about this, so it's kedai to just look at it a little bit more carefully, because if you're not sensitive to this, you'd go through this in a second, right? Ki asa ula. What does it mean, ki asa ula? Ula came. Where'd he come from? Came from Eretz Yisrael. That's always what it means. So ula comes from Eretz Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. He says over the name of the God of Adar, Rabbi Yochanan. We know from throughout Shas, Rav Dimi, Ravin, ula, different Rabbi Bar Brachana, Amiram are coming from the schools, the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and they're coming to the Chachmei HaTalmud in Bavel, and they're telling them different halachas. So Ula comes all excited. He says, you know, I am going to fakoif you something I heard in Eretz Yisrael. And they come, they tell Rav Nachman, you heard this? So what's Rav Nachman's response? Puku ve'imru leilu Ula, go tell Ula, we don't need Tyrus Eretz Yisrael for that. Because kvar tirgama Rav Huna l'shmaitech, Rav Huna already said this halacha where? Be'bavel. We knew this in Babylonia. We don't need this from the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's poshen. I'm not saying grace of chedushim over here. But again, every single time we appreciate more you know, some of the ishiyot and some of the surroundings of the Gemara, just every syllable of the Gemara comes a little bit more alive. But the bottom line is, where are we holding in the world? So again, we had a braisa, neva chaloy asa shal chaver emote. There was a stira. Ezeu neva kol shal evdenoy sebeim shagabim ezebeim ba'inus beim beratzen. And what does beim ba'inus sound like? It means if somebody went ahead and he worshipped beim es chaver. So we have a stira. If somebody worships beim es chaver, is it aser or is it going to be mote? We have two mahalchim. The first mahalch is Rami Bar Chama with help from Rava, and that is, no, the two braisa are talking about two completely different things. The first braisa is talking about was somebody worships beim es chaver, right? The second braisa is talking about something completely different. It's talking about was somebody was forced to be Eved Avodah Zarah. You're forced to be Eved Avodah Zarah, becomes Aser. What about when I release Asa Dover? Oh, Avodah Zarah is different because the Yarg of Ayavar, or because it was done before Hesia, and before Hesia there's a halach of Chil Hashem, which is true for other Yisurim as well. The second teretz says, no, both prices are really talking about when somebody was Mishtach B'lohem is Chaver. The chilik is one where you did a Maisa and one where you add a Maisa. You do a Maisa, it's worse. Who said that? Chizkiah said it. Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Nachman said it in the name of Rav Una. Seems like everybody said it. This is something that literally was said in Eretz Yisrael in those yeshivas, and it was said in Bavel in those yeshivas. Says the Gemara. Minolan da Asra. I hear everybody seems to be of the opinion that there's enough gemin if you do it with a maisa, without a maisa. Meaning, really, if you mishtach v'lemes chaver, it should be mutter. Aber mit a maisa. Now, all of a sudden, everything changed. The Gemara wants to know, what's the makar to this? So we're not going to have a perfect makar, but we're going to try to get something that at least would serve as some comparable, some precedent. Maras is like this. Maybe the makar is the koyhanim. Which koyhanim? So Rashi says the koyhanim that were forced by the Malchi Yisrael, who were Ivdei Avodah Zarah, to be koyrim l'Avodah Zarah. These koyhanim, the Navi Yecheskel said, were not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because they did Avodah Zarah. But the Avodah Zarah they did was done by Ines. If it was done by Ines, so like what's that a reason that they should be off limits? The teretz is because a maisa was done. Zois Neimeres, as metuta maisa, so maybe that creates a scenario we have to view it more stringently. But the Gemara says, V'dum Shana Kehana, the Bnei Deya Ninu. At the end of the day, the Kehanim are Bnei Deya. What does it mean they have Bnei Deya? So maybe they shouldn't have done it. Right, it makes sense to penalize them. What should you have done? I don't know. But you should have done something, as opposed to an animal that belongs to somebody else that was nevad. So maybe over there I can hear it's different. Says the Gemara, Velim Avnei Mizbeach. Maybe the Makar is going to be from the Avnei Mizbeach. What do you see by the Avnei Mizbeach? That the Yevonim, when they came and they were Meshakets with Avodah Zarah, the Avnei Mizbeach. So what happened to the Avnei Mizbeach? The Avnei Mizbeach became Aser. How do you know it became Aser? Because they had stored away. They had to put it into one of the Lishkas. Now, why did it become Aser? Ain't not the Moshe Dovash Ain't a Shalai. The teretz is because there was a maisa. Oh, so this is even a little bit of a better tzushtel. You see that if you do a maisa, you can make somebody else's thing already aser. So maybe this is a makar. But the Gemara says, like Rav Papa. Maybe Shana's like Rav Papa. What did Rav Papa say? He said, Ubaba priest of the Chiladua. That fakared, it became chulin, and they were kind of in a hefker, it was really theirs. That'll make kalim. You want to know what the makar is? The makar is from the kalim. Which kalim? So these are the kalim we saw in yesterday's daf. These are the kalim from Achaz that Chizkiyo went and he hid away. The pasuk is called kalim asher hizniach hamelach Achaz b'malchusoy b'maloy heichanu v'kdashnu. We saw this already yesterday. Heichanu shagonzum. They were hidden away. V'hikdashnu shekdashnu acherim tachteyem. They went ahead and they replaced them. Freik the Gemara. Why did these kalim have to be replaced? Because Achaz went ahead and he defiled them. For ein adam oiser davar she'ina shalai. El, what do you have to say? Kivin da avibu maisa itzrulu. Being that a maisa was done with it, became asra. Can I be kivin shasav a maisa asra? Even though ein adam oiser davar she'ina shalai be'etzem. But once a maisa is done, over there already it's going to be different. And it's for that reason these will be asra. This is the makar. You want to know the makar to mita maisa on a maisa when it comes to somebody else's. It's a pretty good makar actually. The makar is from Achaz. The makar is Achaz is Kalim. We're Chizkiyo hid them away. Why did he hit them away? Like, what was the problem? Ain't other moise davar she'ena shaloi. There it is because it's mitam maisa. And metuta mitam maisa, then it's very different. So too, if someone would be mishtachel behemah schaver, it's mutter, because you didn't do a maisa to the actual behemah. But if you go ahead and you would pour wine on top of it, some libation, and you're making the animal as an avodah zarah, not as an mizbeach, but the actual avodah zarah, then already it's going to be asa. Zok the Gemara, kiyasa Rav Dimi am Rabbi Yechim. More halachas related to avodah zarah. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so we had kiyasa ula, not kiyasa Rav Dimi. He said, name Rabbi Yechim, avodah yisham mishtachel v'karko ilum le'yasra. Even though we know that if somebody bows down to karko ilum, the karko ilum doesn't become aser. How do we know that? It's the Avodah Zarahs that were on the mountains, but not the mountains themselves, right? Mechubah never becomes Aser. If somebody would dig in the Karka, for the Avodah Zarah, right, Rashi, le Avodah Zkechavim, Asra then already would become Asr. So if you biksech to the Karka Oilam, the Karka doesn't become Asr. But if you dig in Karka, l'shem, some sort of pagan worship, then already the Bayer Shichrim Aris would become Asr. Kiyasra, Shmu Bar Yehudam, Rabbi Yechanan. Tell you everything, all the kiosks are playing themselves out here, right? Ki Asr Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he sent the name Rabbi Yochanan. Af Misham Rishakel Bali Chaim Lo Yasron. Even though Chazal said that if somebody bows down to a Bal Chai, it doesn't become Asr. Ason Chalip in Lavoid Chavim Asr. If, however, the person would now make Chalipin LaAvoda Zara, so the Chalipin of the Avoda Zara would become Asr. So if somebody bows down to a Baal Chai, he doesn't make it Asr. But if he makes the animal a Chalipin LaAvoda Zara, the animal then would become Asr. In other words, what we're saying is that a behemoth can't become Asr by bowing down to it. But if it's Chalipin of Avoda Zara, then already it would become asr. So what does it mean, chalipin? So if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maschol chalipin, it's the fourth line from the top. Hechlifam b'avoydus kecham. Shahis l'avoydus kecham. This person had avoydus zara. Hechlifam l'avoydus kecham b'amta. He goes over to his friend, who's an Eini Yehudi, he says, you have a behema, I'd love it. I have an avoydus zara. Chabnish v'satim et agachka. Take my avoydus zara, give me your animal, we'll call it even, right? So that animal then would become asr. So as much as an animal can't be a nevad, but at the same time, if you swap it out with avoydus kechavim, then it's going to be asr. And really, what's the underlying chiddush? That if you swap out avoydus zara, the shem avoydus zara transfers over to the thing that you swapped it with and it becomes asr. Now, what's also true is the original avoydus zara remains avoydus zara. You can't purify an avoydus zara via chalipin. Right? You can't say, oh, I'll give you my Avodah Zarah, you give me your thing, and that Avodah Zarah will become Avodah Zarah. It's going to remain Avodah Zarah. But the Chalipin is also going to now be Avodah Zarah. It says the Gemara, Ki Asr Ravin Amar. It's all playing out in today's daf. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over in the name of all the Yid in Eretz Yisrael, he said, Pligi bar Rabbi Yishmob, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, that was a machloikis, Rabbi Yishmob, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Chadama wants a Chalipin Asurin, the Chalipin of Avodah Zarah Asur, but Chalifei Chalipin Amoter. But the Chalifei Chalipin is Moter. So I mean, if you have an Avodah Zarah, you swap it out with an animal, and then you swap the animal out with something else. So that last thing already is going to be Chadama. The other one said, Afidu Chalipin Chalipin Ami Asurin. That not only is Chalipin Asur, but Chalifei Chalipin is also going to be Asr. So Ravin says, I heard in Eretz Yisrael that there's a shaila about Chalipe Chalipin. Chalipin is Asr, Chalipi Chalipin is already a question. It says, when my time the mandama Chalipi Chalipin Asr. What's the pshat mandama that holds Chalipi Chalipin is Asr? Oh my God, the pasuk says, Vayisa Cherim Kamoyo. This is in the parasha of one of the psukim we've seen a lot about. But it says, we learn from here, kol sha'ata mehaya mimenu hareyu kamayo. This is where we learn it. V'hayisa, miloshin mehaya. Anything, that's mehaya, right? Mehaya, with the outer pronunciation of the ches. Mehaya. Anytime you create something from Avodah Zarah, what do you mean I created from Avodah Zarah? I chalipined it with an Avodah Zarah. I did a chalipe chalipin again. Right? Anything that comes from an Avodah Zarah is going to be cherem kamayim. That's the drasha. And even if it's chalipin chalipin, it's still going to be kamayim. Either chamed, the other man is going to say that it's true. But Amakra, the pasuk says who? And from who we learn? Who v'loy chalipe chalipin? What did it say? Who the last word in the pasuk? Ki cherem hu. V'yisa cherem kamayim shakit shakseinu v'savit tisaveinu. And what's the last word? Ki cherem hu. And we learn dafka who. So, dafka hu v'loy chalipe chalipin. Now, just hit the pause button for 1 second. If there's a drasha that says who, so why are we only memayit chalipe chalipin? Who should be memayit chalipin as well? Right? We're saying everybody else chalipin is awesome. Shaila is, what about chalipe chalipin? What's the tzad chalipe chalipin? Yeah. V'hoyisa kol shat mahaya cherem kamoyo. What's the tzad chalipe chalipin na? It says who. Oh, who? Who sounds like not even chalipin. Right? What's pashup shah? What's Pasha Pshat in the Gemara? So Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is, Avada, everyone agrees, V'hayisa cherem kamayu is a drasha that says, Kol Shata Mahaya. The Mandam of the Tarshins, who says that who, the Avodah Zarah itself, could be Mahaya. But the thing that came machmas to avoid the zara, the chalipin doesn't have the ability to be mahay. So vayisachem kamayu without the drasha of who means kol shat the mahay, even chalipin chalipin. But if you hold who, then that means that avoid the zara has the ability to be mahay. But something that comes machmas to avoid the zara would not have the ability to be mahay. So the bottom line is one man amar darshins who, and if you darshin who, so you knock out chalipin chalipin, the other man amar doesn't darshin who. So says the Gemara, what's the obvious question? The idach, the man amar that doesn't darshin who. What are you going to do with who? So the Gemara says, "Hahu mi bayulei lemutei arla v'kilei akerim." It's coming to be mayit something else. It's coming to be mayit arla and kilei akerim she machram v'kidesh bedmeyem mikudeshes. If somebody would sell arla or kilei akerim, which are both asabana, and now you would take the money and be mekadesh an issue with it, the halacha is the issue would be mikudeshes. That's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because it's chalipin of arla, it's chalipin of kilei akerim, and if chalipin avay dezar is aser, then this chalipin should also be aser. Kamash Malan, who? What does who teach me? That there's a din chalipin when it comes to avodah zarah, but there's no din chalipin when it comes to arla and kilei akerim. Ad kidei kach, you can be mekadesh and isha with chalipin of arla and kilei akerim. Now Rashi and Tosfos both speak out, it's asav anamid the rabbanon. But as it relates to kedusha isha, that already is different. Incidentally, there's a fire Meseches Kedusha and Toysus on the top of Nun Dalet Amud Beis, which clearly is in Kama Koyma L'Harich, but Ayin Sham, if you're holding in Kedusha a little bit. But either way, says the Gemara V'idach, and the other man that uses who to be Mamayit Chalipe Chalipe, not to be Mamayit Orla and Kilei HaKerem. So how does he know to be Mamayit Orla and Kilei HaKerem? See, he holds Orla and Kilei HaKerem Leitzarech Miut, that doesn't require a miut. Why? The Havli Abed is Kechavim V'Shviyish Ne'ektuv Ma'bon Ke'echav Ho'chshay Ne'ektuv Ma'bon Ke'echad E'melam. Because really, there's two places in the Torah where the Torah was marba chalipin, and once the Torah is marba something twice, what's the rule? Kol shnei ksuv ma'bon kechad emelam. What's the svar behind it? Because if you can learn from it, then why do you need to tell it to me twice? Just tell it to me once, then I would learn from it. In fact, that you're telling it to me twice, that's a way of knowing that you can't learn from it. Right? That's always the chakira. Is it a miut? It's like a miut, or it just means emelam then? But the bottom line is, what's the shnei ksuvim? Avoidus koychavim and shvias. Now avoidus koychavim hadam maron, right? That's how we know chalipin is aser. Shvius, what's the makar to shvius? The pasuk says ki yovel hi kodesh tiolachem. We compare shvius or yovel to kodesh. Ma kodesh toifus es damav v'aser. Just like kodesh, that loch is it's toifus es damav v'aser. So if someone wants to be paid a hektish, right? Sometimes you could. There's a concept of pidyon when it comes to hektish, and the money now would take on the kedusha of the hektish. Af shvius toifeses es damav v'asura. So too, shvius has the same thing. Im ma kodesh toifus es damav yoytzel l'chulin. When someone's paid a hektish, the underlying hektish goes l'chulin. Af shvius toifeses es damav yoytzel l'chulin. I would think by shvius it's the same thing. So the Brisa continues and says Tamaloy Mertia, and we learn from there Bahaviyasotehe. That no, even after you paid it, it retains its kedusha. So shvius you could be paid, but it retains its kedusha. Okay, so what does that mean? So the Brisa explains in rather great detail. Look, if someone had Perish Shvius, that's Kedusha Shvius, and now you used it in a barter economy, right? You used it now to buy flesh. So say the Perish, the original Perish, and the Basar are Misparim Shvius. Because from the Hekish to Kodesh, we learn that the Kedusha Shvius is now going to be Chal on the Basar. But we also learn from the word Tia, Babiyasate, that the underlying Paris is going to retain his Kedusha as well. Lokach Babasa Dagim. So what would be if the person went further? So again, he started off with Paris and he converted his Paris into Basar. Now he took his Basar and he turned it into flesh. Right, Lokach Babasa Dagim. So Yatza Basar, the Basar, which was only the Chalipin, will lose its Kedusha Shvius. Nichnas Su Dagim. And now the dogim are suddenly going to get kedusha. What if he went weiter and bedogim yayin? He swapped out the fish for wine. So yatsu dogim, the dogim are going to lose that kedusha. Nichnes yayin, the yayin's going to get the kedusha. Be yayin shemen, yotze yayin and nichnes shemen. Hakeit said, what's the bottom line? Achroin, achroin nitves b'shvias. The last thing that you appointed is going to have kedusha shvias. Upriats my aser, and the underlying pri is going to be aser as well. But the bottom line is that's unique about shvias. That shvias is a concept of pidyon, but it's different. It's actually more common than Kachem. Kachem, when you pay to something, the underlying hektish actually loses its kedusha. Shvius, the underlying hektish is always going to retain its kedusha. But you see from here that there's a concept of chalipin, sai by avodah zarah, The Torah told it to me, and Sai by Shvias. Being that I know about Avodah Zarah and Shvias, it's Shnei Ksuvim Habon Ke'echod. Kol Shnei Ksuvim Habon Ke'echod Ein Melamden. And being that Kol Shnei Ksuvim Habon Ke'echod Ein Melamden, so it's for that reason, Arlan Kili Akeren, I know anyways are going to be excluded. I don't need who, if you're holding Cheshman, to tell me that Arlan Kili Akeren Man Ismai. That's why that Mandama uses who to teach me that even though it says Kol Vayisa Cherem Kamayu, but it means only the underlying Avodah Zarah could be Mahaya. Chalipin. But the Chalipin themselves, what we know as Chalipin, that's going to be excluded. It says in Mavi Idoch, the man Dama that needed who to be Mamayit, Orlan Kili Akerim, Tepe Kleit, Shnei Ksuva Abon Ke'echot, is an easy answer. Kosova Shnei Ksuva Abon Ke'echot, Melamden. Right? There's always this man Dama. Every time you see Shnei Ksuva Abon Ke'echot, this man Dama gets a shout out. There's a man Dama that holds Shnei Ksuva Abon Ke'echot, Melamden, and he holds like that man Dama. It's the Rechula Milton. If that's the case, you need who to be Mamayit, Orlan Kili Akerim. And you don't have who then to be memayet chalipe chalipin. So as it relates to chalipin avodah zarah, everybody holds it's going to be awesome. As it relates to chalipe chalipin, that was a machloikis. It was a chadamer machloikis. What would be the svaras that chalipe chalipin should be awesome? Vayisa cherem kamoyo. Kol sha'ata mahayim mimenu areyo kamoyo. What would be the svaras that it should be mutter because it says who? What does it really boil down to? Right, this is gishmak. It's a derivative machlokes. It's a classic derivative machlokes. What does it really boil down to? It boils down to kol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad melamdin or kol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ein melamdin. What shaychis? Because if you hold shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ein melamdin, so then I don't need who to be mayed arlo and kili akerim. I have who to be mayed chalip chalipin. If you hold shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad melamdin, then I need who to be mayed arlo and kili akerim. I don't have who to be mayed chalip chalipin. So again, you have two Tanoim that are arguing about Kol Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad Melamden, Ein Melamden, and if you would go through the Nafkuminas La'alocha that come out from this, it would literally be Mamish Kol HaTorah Kula, and this is a classic example of that exhale. So as it relates to Reid, going back to Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara that discussed the halachos of Nevad Ba'onus. So, taking it from the top, four lines from the top of Nundalad and Alf, the Gemara brought a brisa. Ton, nevad, shaloi aser, shal chaveroi moter. If somebody is oived his own behema, it becomes a nevad, it becomes pasal l'gvaya, that's the Joshua Menabaki, now I put it on the mizbech. But if somebody would be oived somebody else's behema, shal chaveroi would be moter. Posh it, because it's always that way. If somebody would worship somebody else's thing, it wouldn't become avodah zarah. Ain't the ma'aseh davar she'ein shaloi. When it comes to nevad, you have the same halach. But the Gemara asks the kasha for a mini. Eizehu nevad kol sha'iv den oisai bein b'shoigig bein b'meizid bein b'oynis bein b'rotzeh. And the Gemara thought that what does it mean bein b'oynis? It means kigoyin da anas behemus chaveru v'shtachavela. And if that's the case, it's mufurish in this brayso that if somebody is oived someone else's behema, it does become a nevad. It's a flat-out steer. And the Gemara gave two terutzim. The first terutz was, Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Loi. The second brayse is talking about something completely different. It's talking about when somebody was forced into being oyved. And being that he was forced into being oyved, so he, Al-Kopanim, was oyved his own animal. And being that he was oyved his own animal has nothing to do with the first brayse. First brayse is talking about when you oyved somebody else's animal. The second brayse is talking about when you oyved your first animal, your own animal. Why is it called oynes? Because you were forced into it. If you were forced into it, then you're an oynes rachmanu patre. So Rava said that it's true, but there are times that it's usher, even ba'oynes, to be oyved avodah zarah. Rava said before Hesed, the Rishonim said he could have gone according to the halacha that avodah zarah is always a harag v'yaver, but the bottom line is being that it's sometimes usher, or maybe always usher, so it's for that reason you don't have the het of a liner leisasa davar. That's why it would make sense that really it should be awesome. But the point is, the two brayos are talking about two completely different things. The second terrace the Gemara gave was Chizkiya. That really both brayos are talking about the same thing. They're both talking about when somebody was oyved somebody else's avodah zarah. One brayos says muta, one brayos says aser. Yeah, one's talking about when you did a maisa, the other one's talking about when you didn't do a maisa. Other Amayram also said this chilek. And what's the makar to it? We know from Achaz and Chizkiya, right? That's pretty much the shortest recap of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Alef. Rami Bar Chama's teretz to the stira was that the two brayos are talking about two completely different things. The brayso that says shaloi asav shachaver moter is very clear. It's talking about where somebody would worship his friend's animal. The halacha is the animal would be muter, not even asav ligavai. The brayso that says ezeu nevad bein b'shoigig bein b'meizid bein b'oynis bein b'rotzin is talking about where he worshipped his own animal, but on suah oivdei kechavim, and he was forced into it, which is why it's called an oinus. But it's his own animal. It has nothing to do with worshipping somebody else's animal. When Rabbi Bar Chama said his teretz, Maskefla Reb Zeir, Reb Zeir stormed in, right, Maskefla with a tkifus, and he said, what's going on over here? It says in the Torah, V'lenayra le'sasadavar, Oynes Rachmana Patre. If that's the case, how could it be that if somebody is Oyved Avodah Zarah ba'oynes, it's now going to be a nevat? You're not going to be able to take this animal and put it on the Mizbeach. Oynes Rachmana Patre. So if Oynes Rachmana Patre, there's no way that this animal should be, this animal should now be a nevat. It should be Asur L'Gvay. At first glance, Reb Zeira's Maskefla is Mamish Mechusar Havana L'Gamre. So why? What does it mean, Ezeo Nevat? We're trying to determine what's an animal that's considered to have been worshipped, as a result of which it would now be us to be brought as a carb. It says, the Braisa, Kol She'ovden Oisai, Bein B'Shoik, Bein B'Meza, Bein B'Oinus, Bein B'Ratzen. What does Oinus mean? Say, Rami Bar Chama, a person at gunpoint went ahead and he worshipped an Avodah Zarah. Freit Reb Zeira, if you did it at gunpoint, you're potter. What does it mean you're potter? It means you're not going to be punished. Ordinarily, if someone's Avodah Zarah, he's chayv skili, he's chayv karis. This guy's going to be potter. Who said he's going to be chayv? The Braisa say he's going to be chayv? What did the Braisa say? The Braisa said, Ezehu Nevad. All the Braisa said is that you're going to take this animal, you're going to want to bring it as a carb, and you're not letting it do it. It's going to be off limits. Who said anything about this person being chayv a potter? What does it have to do with? Says that if you do something by this, you're potter. If the Braisa would have said, what's an example of an Oyved Avodah Zarah that's chayv skila, he's chayv karis, and you would tell me, bein ba'oynes, and Rami Bar Chama would have said, you were forced by your day and Akum to go ahead and do it. Oh, you'd have a good kasha. That's not what the Braisa said. The Braisa said, this animal is a cheft of an eva. You want to take this animal, you want to bring it as a carbon, you're not going to bring it as a carbon. Who said that? That has any, what does it do with Nair Leisasadavar? You're right, the guy was an oinus. And you're right, he's going to be potter, but he was oivid it. And dozok the Braisa. The Braisa is saying that if you oivid it by oinus, even though Nair Leisasadavar, this person, mitzad the gavra, will not have any invoice that he needs to pay, but at the same time, he was oivid Avodah Zarah, and if someone's oivid Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah becomes a never, and a never, that loch is, you're not let it put on the Mizbeach. Chavitz Apel. What's the teretz? The teretz is the chem de shloima. And you know who says the teretz is the chem de shloima? The chem de shloima. Which chem de shloima? Of ksubas daf gimel fame. Of the sugi of yesh einus begitin. In einus begitin, which Rabbi Chanan brings b'shem Reb Chaim Brisker, that all the gedolei achronim run with in the Rosh Hashiva shiurim when it comes to einus, and that is, not mal you learn, what does it mean einus rachmana patri? That if a person does something by einus, the halach is he's not going to be responsible, he's not going to have to pay for what it is that he did. But it's mavur in sugis that einus rachmana patri means more than that. That when a person does something by einus, it's not even considered that he did what he did. Now there's different nuschais how you say it, but the easiest nusach is that a maisa by einus is felt in the ikra maisa. It's not considered a maisa either. What's derived from Yesh Oynes Begitin? Because it's Mavur over there that if somebody gives a get ala Tanai and he was Mekayim the Tanai Ba'oynes, it's not considered a Kim a Tanai. Because Vilenayra Leisasa Dover Zokrashi in Ksubas Dav Gimel Amaral. Vilenayra Leisasa Dover means that if you're Mekayim the Tanai Ba'oynes, you aren't Mekayim the Tanai. It means you don't get Malkus if you eat Chaz Ba'oynes. What does it have to do with anything? The Teretz is because what it means is don't punish the Naira. But the Oymik is because her Maisa is not considered, she didn't do a Maisa Gilei Arayis Bechlau. That's the Oymik of how every Oynis works. Says the Chem Deshloime, this Gemara, where the Zohar Daf Nandal Namad Aleph, is a Raya Nefla to Mayasoid. And that is that Oynis Rechamad Apache doesn't just mean I did the Maisa, but I'm not going to be punished. As if to say, there's mezid, there's shoyig, there's oynis, there's mesasik. No, it means much more than that. A maisa ba'oynis is nit kein maisa b'chlal. And if it's nit kein maisa, that's the oymik of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that ezeu nevad kol shoyiv den oysa b'mishoyiv b'mezid b'mezid b'miratzen. Amar Rami Bar Chama, what does it mean ba'oynis? K'goin shansu akum maskefla Reb Zeira. What? If a guy forced him to do it, it's not a maisa b'dezara. If it's not a maisa b'dezara, of course it's not going to make him into a nevad. And if that's the case, how could you say it's a nevad? But what was the kasha? Very nice, full narrow. But what does it have to do with the cheftza? There was a maisa by desire that took place. And as a result, the animal now is a never. The teretz is, nair l'sasadavar means it wasn't a maisa. And if it wasn't a maisa, so you don't have a cheftza of avay desire. If that's the case, you don't have a never, it shouldn't be a problem. This is the pasha to tzushtel. And again, it's the chem d'shloima himself that makes this. He doesn't just make the tzushtel. This is really one of the big building blocks on which he bases his famous chiddush. But the truth is, it's not pasha at all. It's not pashut at all. And the reason it's not pashut at all is because look at the hemshach of the Gemara. Maska flor Rab Zeira, oynis rachmana patre, dechsivel in naira leis asadavar. So who came to the defense of Rami Bar Chama? Rava did. And what did Rava say? Rava said, don't shtel tzuvel in naira leis asadavar. Because we're dealing with Avodah Zarah. And being that we're dealing with Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah is different. Avodah Zarah is different because Avodah Zarah, lahalach is Yehorgav al Yavar. And even if you hold it's not Yehorgav al Yavar, let's go with the Ritva. That's the way we learned the Gemara. B'shmol Shit is, it's not Yehorgav al Yavar. B'farhesya, however, it's Yehorgav al Yavar. So B'farhesya, for sure, it should be a problem. And the Gemara was fine with what Rava said. L'chayr, what's Rava's teretz? What's Rava's teretz? Rava's saying, if someone puts a gun to your head, B'farhesya, and says, B'oivir Avodah Zarah, or lahalach afilu b'tzina, says, B'oivir Avodah Zarah, don't do it. Don't do it. It's us to do it. Right? Even though it says v'chai ben, but over here it's going to be different. Over here it's going to be awesome. Beseder, it's awesome. But at the end of the day, when you do it, you weren't supposed to. But if and when, you did it by oynis, it's still v'lenayr le'sas adavar. Every knetch of the lumdis of the chemde shloima and reb chayim and reb chanan is going to be in play, because at the end of the day, you did it by oynis. So l'chayra, we understand maskef l'reb zeira. It's the Chemde Shleimah. By the way, it's an Eruchayim Sivan Lamed Ches. That's what the Chemde Shleimah is. So we understand the mask of the Rav Zeira. But what's Rava's teretz? Enfid Rava. That being that Pifar Hesya, it's... Who cares that Pifar Hesya, it's Aser? At the end of the day, you still did it Ba'oynes. And if you still did it Ba'oynes, then Lechayra, there's still a problem. That means is, if you look at the Chemde Shleimah inside, the Chemde Shleimah mutches a little bit. So what's Rava's teretz? He works with Rava, Ayin Shom. But the Brisker Rav... And this Brisker Rav is in Sefer, it's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. He also asks this kasha, he doesn't quote the Chemde Shleimah, but he also asks this kasha, and he suggests, B'muscha Rishon, Maskev L'Rav Zeira, it's based on this lamdus. The being that it was done, Ba'oinis, so Keilu Sehesnish Kain Maisa. But the problem is the follow-up. If that's the case, what's Rav saying? What's Rav saying? Rav saying that, but it's also, who cares that it's also? Who cares that it's awesome? But if it's done ba'inus. And if it's done ba'inus, so then sefelt in the ma'isavay d'zorim. Sefelt in the ma'isavay d'zorim, that would be a reason. It shouldn't be a nevat. In other words, this Gemara over here on Daf Nandal and Amar Aleph, even after knowing the Chemde Shloima, is still a dayin oyma elo darsheni. So the Biskirov said a dover nifla, but just to be makdim, and really the whole Daf is going to come together a little bit. And that is, the Rambam in Hilchis, Isurei Mizbeach, and this is in Perik Dalid, Halachavav. So the Rambam paskins the Shaila that was discussed very much in today's daf regarding if someone goes and he worships his friend's animal. Does it become a nevad? Does it not become a nevad? Says the Rambam, HaNevad, Bein Sha'avad Shaloi, Bein Sha'avad Shal Chaver. Whether the person worships his own animal or his friend's animal. Bein Ba'inis, Bein Beratzim, Bein Bezodim, Bein Bishgog. Bein Lefnei Hektish, Bein La'achar Hektish, Hareza Aser. Rambam says, if someone's oivet his friend's animal, let's focus on that part. Hareza asa, right? Hanevad ben shavet shloim ben shalchaveira, v'chulei, 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 hareza asa. But in your nenu, the Rambam's psak halach is that if somebody would go and he would worship his friend's animal, the animal would be chamasa. Zok deraivet, Amar Avram, b'mesechus avay dezor nun dalet amad aleph, ukmul shalchaveiroi b'sha'asam b'maisa. The Gemara made it a big ikimta that the Rambam omitted. And that is, it's true, there's a concept of making your friend's animal into a neva, but it's only if you did a ma'isa. So the Raivin means to be masik, right, obviously. Asogus Raivin, Klein Asogus. He means to be masik on the Rambam, and that is that the Rambam says that if someone's oivid, the Himish al Chaveroi, it's going to be aser. Hey, the Rambam forgot the most basic ikimta. Now, where did the Gemara make this a kimta? It was Chizki. It was the second teretz of the Gemara. Right? Let's just chazer this over. The Braisa said that if someone's oivid, behemus chaveroi, it's mutter. There was a stira. There's another Braisa that seems to say, behem ba'inus is aser. There were two mahalchim. One mahalch is that's talking about something completely different. Rami bar Chama and Rava, l'nair le'sasa davar. The other kimta was Chizki. That Braisa told me when you did a maisa. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, you're always off the hook if you're oivid your friend's behemoth. You're not off the hook, you're oivid avodah zarah. But the animal's never going to be a neva. According to the second oikimta, there's a tzad where neva by behemoth's chaver is going to be a problem, but even then, it's only kisha asa mais. Tainus derived, what's going on here with this Rambam? Haneva ben sha'avat shloi ben shal chaver, also without oikimta of bisha asa ba maisa, What do you mean? Without the kimta b'shaaser b'maisa, there's no tzar in the world that it should be aser. According to the first mahalach in the sugi, Rami Bar Chama, it's always mutter. It's according to Chizkiyah, his aikimta, that's where you had the tzar, that it's going to be aser. But even then, it's tafka kisha aser maisa. Right, Ula said it from Eretz Yisrael, Rafuna and Pavel, and we brought Mekairis from it, from the pasuk with Chachas and Chizkiyah, but it's tafka kisha aser maisa. At first glance, a very, very stark akash. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah says you have to say that the Rambam learned our daf, the bottom part of it, a little bit differently than the way we learned it, Ayin Shom. But says the Brisker Rav that I hold that there's a Mefurish Makar to this Rambam, and this Makar is in a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in Perek Zayin of Meseches Kalayim. The Yerushalmi says as follows, HaNevad, as it relates to a Nevad, is Tonai, Tani, there were those Tanam that taught Bein Shaloi, Bein Shal Chaveiro Yaser, that it doesn't matter if the person worshipped his own animal or if he worshipped his friend's animal, either way it's going to be Yaser. This Tanai, Tani, and there were those that taught Shaloi Yaser, Shal Chaveiro Mutter, that if it was your own animal, it's going to be Yaser, but if it's your friend's animal, it's going to be Mutter. Having bought Meimaras, when the Bnei Shiva heard these two Shittas, they wanted to say like this, Man, the Amma Bein Shaloi, Bein Shal Chaveiro Yaser, the Man, the Amma that held that Bein Shaloi, Bein Shal Chaveiro Yaser, of Rabbi Yehuda. It's Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. What does Ramei Rabbi Yehuda hold? So if you're holding there in the seventh parak of the Yerushalmi in Kalayim, I looked it up, but if you're holding there, then Ramei Rabbi Yehuda both hold that the halach is Adam Oyser Dava Shein Shalai. I mean that a person could be Oyser Dava Shein Shalai, so therefore Bein Shalai, Bein Shachaver is going to be Yosef. Man Dama Shalai, Yosef Shachaver and Mutter. The one that holds that Nevad is Mutter when it's famous Chaveroi, it's Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon who hold Ein Adam Oyser Dava Shein Shalai. If Ein Adam Oyser Dava Shein Shalai, when it comes to Nevin, you're going to be Mutter. Right? So far, so good. Rabbi Yosef is Shem Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yosef said the name Reish Lakish. No. Divrei HaKoyli. I hold that the man Dama that holds that Shaloi v'shal Chaver is Aser could be going according to Divrei HaKoyl, even according to the man Dama that holds Eino the Moise Dov Shein Shaloi. If Eino the Moise Dov Shein Shaloi, how could you make your friend's animal into a Nevin? K'mod the Temer Taman. So said Rabbi Yosef the name Reish Lakish. Just like we said over there, that Dov Sheish by Ruach Ayin. The whole concept of a nevad is a chiddush, because a nevad is not aser lehedyet, yet it's also legvaya, right? That's the halacha of a nevad. Udekavasa. So too, dava she'enoi shalcha, as it relates to something that's not yours, afal pi she'enoi nesel lehedyet, even though it's not aser lehedyet, of a nesel legvaya, it's going to be aser legvaya. So said Rabbi Yosef the Rish Lakish, I hold, you could hold that but there's still a musig of nevad legvaya when it comes to Bemis Chaver. Because the whole nevad toichiach, every nevad, every behemoth is not also lehedya, but it's also legvaya. So you see, when it comes to isa gvaya, so all of a sudden the Shulchan Aruch is different. Behemoth lehedya, mutter. Legvaya, legvaya already also. Right, we saw mechubar also. Lehedya, mutter, legvaya. That was Rami Bacham Shailas. Could be is going to be also. So too, although behemoth chaveroy is mutter, Hedit mutter, obelik vayaser. I mean, it's true, ain't the moist of a chain of shaloi mutter. But at the same time, when it comes to gvaya, maybe over there it's going to be different. Says Mar Nagris. First things first, De Yerushalmi, these Tanom over here is the Rambam's Makar. It's true, when you learn about the Zarn and Dalin and Aleph, and then you want to look up the Rambam, so you're going to say, what's going on over here? The Ravid is being massive, a Grace Asaga, has no pshat in the world. The Rambam's a Pliatsum, it doesn't stem with any permutation in the daf. Oh, but some of first Yerushalmi in the Yerushalmi is Tani Aser. No Cheshbin of Mitamaisa Anamaisa. In fact, the Yerushalmi addresses why would there be a problem because of Einod the Maisa Dovish Enish Shalai. Right? That's even the sad why you would need a Maisa. We're all trying to address Einod the Maisa Dovish Enish Shalai. Of Zakti Yerushalmi, when it comes to Gavaya, why should there be a problem of Einod the Maisa Dovish Enish Shalai? L'chaira, just like when it comes to Gavaya, a Balchai, which is ordinarily Mutter, suddenly becomes Aser. So too, something that's not yours, Ein Shaloi, although it narrowly it's mutter and lehed yitaka, Ein Adam Oysa Dovish Ein Shaloi, but when it comes to Gvay over there, it's going to be us. This is the Makar to the Rambam, the way the Brisker Rav explained it. Vehein hein divrei Rambam lechalek bein hedyet lekvay. L'shoini azov shel mar nagris. Ulon, said the Brisker Rav, divrei hayirushalm, may de komaisim bibal chayla shal chaveroi l'choyret srichen pirish ubir ma inyin zelaza. Abba said the Brisker Rav that when you learn through that Ikka Yerushalmi, at first glance it's something that's tzarech pirish and it's tzarech bir. The Yerushalmi made a tzushta. Just like a balchai that somebody worships, it's mutal lehedit, but it's also legvaya. So too, when it comes to somebody else's behemoth, it's mutal ahedit because ain't other moisa davashen shaloi. But when it comes to Gvaya, over there it's going to be Asa. Said the Briskirov, L'chayra, Hadin the Balchai in an Asarin, who's a din meyuchad b'avoydazar. This that a Balchai doesn't become Asa lehedit. That's a din in avoydazar. The Chosha ain't by Tfisis Yad Adam, ain't in Asa avoydazar, right? So as we saw earlier, Memhei, Memvav, Memzayin, all those Gemaras. That any time there's no Tfisis Yad Adam, it doesn't become avoydazar. Valzega mina mikro de mina baka. But it's regarding that we counter with the drasha min habakar, the legvaya gam b'chayin nesar mishum nevad. That there's something called nevad when it comes to gevaya. Avon mazeh shaychis l'shal chaveira. But what does this have to do with shal chaveira? The who did b'kol ha-tayra kula. That's a din in kol ha-tayra kula. The ein ha-da moysed ova shayna shaloi. Valzeh lek akra the legvaya yucha lesa gam shal chaveira. L'chayra, it's a pela atzuma. Here the Biskrov's kasha. The Yerushalmi is the Makar to the Rambam. No question in the world. That there's no problem of Inan Moshe Dovah Shein Shalom when it comes to Gvaya. And as a result, there's no reason there should be a chilek between your behema, your friend's behema, even if you didn't do a Maisa, not like the Bavli, not like the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah, Daf Nadal, and Amadal. But at the end of the day, the Yerushalmi came to it how? He made a tzushta. That just like when it comes to a Balchai, it's Mutal Lehedit, but it's also the Gvaya. So too, when it comes to Inay Shalai, it's Mutal Lehedit, but it's going to be also the Gvaya. Frank the Briskerov, the fact that a Balchai is Mutal Lehedit is a Xeris Akosov. It's a Xeris Akosov, right? It's learned out from David Azorah's Alaharim, right? There's a din that Tfisas Yad Adam in Abba. It's a Xeris Akosov. No, Lu'umas, the Xeris Akosov that says that there's no halacha balchai lahedit. There's a Xeris Akosov that says there is halacha balchai is considered never the gvoy. But Eina the Maisu Dabi Shein Shalai is not a Xeris Akosov. It's a svara. It's not yours. So if it's not yours, it's not yours. It's kala teira kula digadin. So mehechatesi when it comes to gvoy. Now Bishloim, if you had a makar, you have a makar, you have a makar. You want to tell me a maisa is different? Okay, you have a makar for a maisa. But what was the makar for a maisa? Yecheskel. You had a makar. Beseda, no problem. Ochas chiskiyo. You had a makar for that. But over here, there's no makar. Yerushalmi's just saying, like a svara, that just like the dinevad, I don't care about it when it comes to gvaya, meaning the ptur of balchai doesn't apply to gvaya, so too it, the ptur of ena the maisa dovin shenish shalai doesn't apply when it comes to gvaya. Freik marna gris, what shaykhis, ma inyan zelazeh. The halacha that a balchai is not a nevad is a gzeres hakosav. No, so umas that I have another gzeres hakosav. Ain't other moisa davi shenish lois nish kan gzeres hakosav. It's a kalatayru kula digadin. So if I had a gzeres hakosav, I carried peseder. But I don't. What do I have? I have a tsushta, like a binyanav. I have a binyanav. That's what I have. I have a precedent. What's the precedent? That there's no halacha of nevad? That's based on a gzeres hakosav. How would that be mafkir, the kalatayru kula digadin of ain't other moisa davi shenish lois? It said the briskerov. This is classic. When it comes to the halacha of nevad, so if somebody worships an animal, the animal does not become asa, right? It's not asa lehedya, it's not asa. Stating that, it's asa legvaya. Why is it asa legvaya? Is the pshat that although there's a hafka in the shem avodah zarah of this animal, klape hedyet, but klapi gavoya say hasty avodah zarah. Say sasai. When a person worships avodah zarah, so there's a lot of things happening. Say mitzad the gavra, say mitzad the actual avodah zarah, the chefza. Mitzad the gavra, you're an oved avodah zarah. You're doing the worst aver imaginable. Right, yichayev skila mit karis, and if you do a b'shoigig, there's all the karbonis that have to be brought. If the tzibra does it, there's paralim davets. There's so much that goes on mitzad the gavra, mitzad the chefza also. Ravid mesachta deals with the chefza. The avodah zarah becomes asabahana. Right, the tekroivis that was brought that becomes aser. In the halach of Balchai state, gzeres hakosav in the heftz of the avodah zarah. That even though when a person worships a Balchai, mitzad the gavra, he's a regular oved avodah zarah. But mitzad the heftz is not considered avodah zarah. He's not considered avodah zarah. Kipshuta. It's not even aser bahana. There's no halach of yidbak biyotcham umamenacher. There's no halach of abei ta'abdun. Right, the Balchai itself, this chefza is not going to be considered avodah zarah. If that's the case, said the Briskerov, it could be mina bakar, that's being mechadish, that when it comes to gevoya, it's different, is saying that klapi gevoya, it is a chefza of avodah zarah. Klapi gevoya, say, yeah, chefza of avodah zarah. Oye Shlomo said the Brisker Rav. It could be that's not mistaber. If it's not Avodah Zarah klapi hedyet, that it's not Avodah Zarah klapi gevoya. And the Gedah Advarim is not that we're being mechadash Hashem Avodah Zarah klapi gevoya. So if that's the case, what then is this halacha? What is the halacha that Avodah Zarah is considered, right, nevad klapi gevoya? Said the Biskarov, I think there's a whole nother din over here. And that is, we know the halacha is, a behemah that's reveya, or nirva, is also legevoya. A behemah that shtoises, a shor shenogach of Bava Kamafe, is something that's aser to be put on the mizbeach. What's the vart? The vart is because a behemah shenevda by aveira, right? That's the tzad hashava. A behemah shenevda by aveira is something that's aser legvaya. Said the Briskerov, the reason a nevad is aser legvaya is not because it's avodah zarah maybe, but rather the reason it's aser is because it was nevda by aveira. Which aveira? The aveira of avodah zarah. And remember, klapi the oved avodah zarah, klapi the gavra, it's a regular gehera avodah zarah. And if that's the case, then that in and of itself would be the reason that would be aser. So said the Briskerov, I can etut stardom. Is the reason that nevad is a problem legvaya because klapi gevaya we look at it as being a shem avodah zarah? Oh yeah, shlemi avad, it's not avodah zarah. It's not a shem avodah zarah. Haraya, it's mutal ha'edit. There's no v'le yidbak b'yad chamumim na'cherim. But at the end of the day, even though it's not avodah zarah, you can't deny the fact. Which fact? That at the end of the day, there was a ma'is avodah zarah that was done with it. I mean that there was a ma'is avodah zarah that was done with it, so it was nevda by avera. It's no different than a shor that's revei of a nirva or a shor shenogach, and at the end of the day, in that theme, avada, it should be aser. So said the Briskerov, if you're going to go with the second side, that's what's going on here in this Yerushalmi. What the Yerushalmi was saying is as follows. The Yerushalmi is saying that you see from a Baal Chai is mutal ahedid, yet it's also legvaya. What's the pshat? It makes no sense. Is it avodah zarah? Is it not avodah zarah? The Teretz says it's not avodah zarah. Narvas, it was a schadish, a new din. What's this new din? There's a din that once it was nevda by avera. Davera, what, let it be that it was a nogach, or let it be that it was a reveya, or let it be that it was used as avodah zarah. But once it's nevda by avera, at that point it takes on a life of its own. Something that's nevda by avera, you can't put on the mizbeach. If that's the case, says the Yerushalmi, is tani, there were those that held, that if I go ahead and I worship my friend's animal, it's also going to be awesome. What's the kasha? Ein adam oisa dovah sheina shaloi. See, it gets a little lumbish. Said the Briskerov, ein adam oisa dovah sheina shaloi means I can't impose a chalois on your zach. That's going to start make it also. I can't make it hektish. I can't make it hefker. I can't sell it. I'm not a bala boss on your zach. But over here, the issel legvay is not mitzad any chalois that's being chal on the animal. It's because it was nevda by avera. And guess what? It was nevda by avera. If somebody's reveya, somebody else's animal, you're going to tell me ein adam oisa dovish ein shaloi? Of course not. At the end of the day, it was a reveya. This is what it is. So here too, said the Briskerov, that's the tzushtel. Once we see a parish of Nevad, so you know what we see a whole new din, a whole nother way to view every animal that was worshipped. And chinami not mitzad the cheftz of avodah zarah, but mitzad the fact that it was nevda by avera. And if it was nevda by avera, that's what the issue is going to be. But said the Briskerov, dosh teit on der Yerushalmi. It's the only way to learn the Yerushalmi. What the Yerushalmi is saying is that every Nevad is also mitzad the nevda by avera shabai. It's not the pshat klapi gavoya, it's avodah zarah. The pshat is that it was nevda by avera. And being that it's nevda by avera, so now already, what's the difference if it was the Bailam that did it or somebody else did it? End of the day, the avera was done because klapi the gavra, you're a regular avodah zarah, whether it's your avodah zarah, whether someone else's avodah zarah. And it's for that reason, said the Briskerov, the Yerushalmi was able to make the tzushal that he made. So said the Briskerov, if that's the case, l'chayra, that's pshat in the sugi over here on daf min dalet amud aleph. Again, tana nevad shaloi yaser shal chaver emote v'remini ezo nevad kol shal ev denoise bein b'shog bein meze bein b'oines bein b'rotzin. And the Gemara said, hi oines hey chedami, isn't it a stira? Isn't it talking about when somebody worshipped this friend's animal? So what did the Rami Bar Chama say? No, k'goin shon suo ev de kechavim v'shtachav el behemtoi. It's talking about where ev de kechavim went and where m'shtachav el behemtoi. Maskev lo Rav Zeiro. So what was Rav Zeiro's kasho? Oines rachmano patrei v'lenayro lo yisase davar. Maxim, the Shloima, and everybody. What do you mean? That's just a Ptor and Einish. But at the end of the day, you were Oved Avodah Zarah, said the Briskerov. If Nevad was also Mitzad Cheftzat and Avodah Zarah, so then I can hear. Even if you were Oved Avodah Zarah by Einish, at the end of the day, it's a Shtik Avodah Zarah. Oh, but the emes is from Min HaBaka, we learn that really Baal Chai can never become a Shtik Avodah Zarah. For Araya, it's Mutal Ahedit. Why is it also Lagvaya? Because it was Nevda by Avera. What do you mean, I'm Potter? I'm potter. So if I'm potter, then it's mutter. I had a right to do it. So if I had a right to do it, there was no avera that was done. If there's no avera that it's done, how could it be aser? So the Gemara on my Rav, I'll tell you why. Because befar hesya, there's a loch of chil Hashem. And the Rishonim speak out that that's only the Rav chil Milsa. Because really, it's Yehoru Gaval Yavar anyways. Oh, if it's Yehoru Gaval Yavar and befar hesya, it's going to be aser. That means it was nefda by avera. You had no right to do it. Now, and a chinami, maybe you'd be potter from the oinshem of Avodah Zarah, but you had no gerech to do it. So it was nevda by Avera. If it was nevda by Avera, that's why it would taka be awesome. So the shakl of Atayr in this Gemara, Nandal Ramad Aleph, of whether or not it should be a nevad or not be a nevad, being toloi in whether it was mutter asa, it's not even toloi in oinus and not oinus. For that, the chem de shloime would be sufficient. But it's not even that. Is it mutter? Is it asa? Right? Because what was the teretzul nairo leis asa davar? Yeah, but you can't do it. Who cares? I still did it by oinus. The Teret says, this is not about oynes or rotzen. What it's about is mutter or aser. That's what it's about. The Gemara wanted to say that oynes should make it a nevad. Freit the Gemara, oynes, it's mutter. If it's mutter, you can't be a nevad. Because nevad is aser mitzad the fact that it was nevad by Avera. And if it's mutter, it's not a nevad by Avera. El amarav, it's not true. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, and certainly Befar Hesya, over there, even by oynes, it could be considered an Avera because of Aleis Lechal Hashem Kochi, said Mar Nagriz, that L'chayr Dosh Teit Don, De Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Nandal Daman Al. But the bottom line is, what's the clear takeaway? Again, this Briskerov touched on almost the entire daf, but besides for all the kiosks, but it really touched on everything. What's the bottom line takeaway? The Briskerov's classic chakira, that if somebody worships an animal, the halach is, it's not avodah zarah, it's going to be mutar behana. But legvaya, it's going to be also. What's the ged of that issa legvaya? Is the ged of that issa legvaya that klape gvaya, we look at it as a heftza of avodah zarah, whereas the gather of that iser anon, that avada, it's not avodah zarah. It's not avodah zarah, it's not avodah zarah, it's not avodah zarah. Not klape headed, not klape gvaya. But klape gvaya, there's a new halacha, that if it was nevda by avera, that makes it also the gvaya. Mechatesi, roiva, nakhin, all the things that come along with nevad are all in that theme. So there's an idea that if it was nevda by avera, it's going to be aser. If we take on the second sad, then it's meir, enei, hayurishalmi, in the seventh parak of Masachas Kalayim, which is the makarta, the Rambam Shita, and this whole sugya, in parak dal hichas yisurim isbech, that the Ravid and his asaga didn't understand. It also enlightens the shakl of attire between Rami Bar Chama and Rab Zeir and Rav, and the Gemara by the Zara, daf nun dalet, omer aleph, the doik.